This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org.
Today's devotional comes from Acts 17:6. Those who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Those who are living in an upside down world are frustrated when you turn it right side up. They may even accuse you of making things worse. In preaching the Word of God to people, I've found out that the preacher gets accused of messing up people's lives and mind. No, not really. We just turn on the light and reveal the mess that's already there. It should not surprise you that the kingdom of God operates differently or even exactly the opposite of the rest of the world. In the world, getting to the top may involve stealing, undermining, cheating, stepping on others to get ahead. You may be amazed to find out that even if you do get ahead, you have not only wounded others, but you've wounded your own soul. Christ revealed that the way of the kingdom operates differently. The way of the kingdom may seem counterproductive, but it is not only beneficial in this life, it will reward you in the life to come. Jesus, in Mark chapter 9, verse 33, noticed that his disciples were disputing among themselves. It says, "Then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, 'What was it you were disputing among yourselves on the road?' But they kept silent. For on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, 'If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last and servant of all.' Then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him up in his arms, he said to them, 'Whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.'" The disciples were so focused on their own importance that they missed that God, who created them and the universe, was standing in their midst. We need to ask ourselves, who's really the greatest? It's not wrong in the kingdom to desire to advance, but we must define greatness the way the king does. Lucifer wanted to be greater than God. By trying to exalt himself, he found himself lower than he had ever been before, and that without recovery. Jesus taking a little child was pointing out that in attitudes you have to be the lowest of the low, even as a little child. I believe that serving others with a pure heart will not only benefit you in the kingdom of God, I believe it will release healing to your soul and body. Proverbs 11:25 says, "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." By ceasing to strive to get ahead, I can receive a peace from God that can rid myself of excess cholesterol, which is destructive to my body. Cholesterol increases the chance of autoimmune disease. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 4, it says, "Therefore, whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." I believe that this would open the doors for greater opportunity to receive blessing the more we humble ourselves, and not only thinking about ourselves, but we begin to put others first, or at least be open to their suggestions. In Luke chapter 14, verse 11, the scripture says, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Self-promotion can turn out to be very humbling. Humbling yourself to serve others is a great attitude that draws attention, even promotion. James chapter 4, verse 5, "Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, 'The spirit dwells in us, yearns jealously,' but he gives grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Grace gives you power in the natural world as well as the supernatural world. Grace is God's favor, and God's favor gives you favor with those that are in authority. Grace is God's divine enablement, which could release the gifts of the Spirit. You don't have to go into work and say, thus saith the Lord, but you can believe God and ask him, and he can give you ideas that can improve the welfare of your company. Grace gives you power over the devil and his minions. But first of all, we submit ourselves to God, and then we resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you, Lord God, that we have received Christ and the Spirit of Christ. And even as Christ humbled himself before God, we choose to humble ourselves before you, which gives us greater power. So I speak over those listening to my voice, and I break off the mindset that they have to exalt themselves and begin to believe that they can be exalted through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. If you would like to access more resources on this topic, make sure you check out our free resource page where we have questions, activations, and a fine selection of music for your devotional journey. Thank you for making us a part of your devotional time. As always, stay hungry and keep seeking.